This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 299 for Wednesday, March 9th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is stronger Wednesday morning, seeing a continuation of yesterday's rally with chart-based positioning a feature. Canola up 4 to $12, the May contract up 7.90 at $1,124.80 per ton. New crop November also up 7.90 at $9.18.20. Gains in Chicago soybeans provided some spillover support, although soy oil has turned lower. The USDA releases its updated monthly supply-demand estimates later today, and any surprises in that data will likely sway the ag markets by the close. But the ongoing conflict in Ukraine does remain the primary driver of the grains and oilseeds as investors react to the shifting news out of the region. The Canadian dollar, it's stronger this morning, and that is putting some pressure on canola. In the U.S., soybeans are higher, while corn and wheat are both lower. Wheat posting the largest losses, seeing a continuation of yesterday's sell-off as the recent rally was seen as overdone. Minneapolis spring wheat down 56 cents in the May contract at 10.87 per bushel. Kansas City down 70 cents in May at 11.29 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it's down 72 cents in the May contract at 12.14 per bushel. While grain movement in the Black Sea remains hampered by the Russian invasion of Ukraine and resulting port closures, Ukraine announced yesterday that it still intends to issue export certificates. Larger wheat crops elsewhere in the world, including Australia and Argentina, also serve to take out some of the war premium. Concerns over the state of the U.S. winter wheat crop, though, did provide some underlying support, with many areas of the southern plains still in need of moisture. Soybeans, they're higher, with positioning ahead of today's USDA report a feature. May beans up 4 cents at $16.94 per bushel. General expectations ahead of the report are for smaller South American crops, increased U.S. soybean exports, and tighter ending stocks. Corn, it's lower following wheat. The May corn contract down 7 cents at $7.45 per bushel. Losses in crude oil put some additional pressure on the energy-linked grain. Good export demand, though, did provide some support with flash sales of 100,000 tons to Colombia reported this morning. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, March 9th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.